Hello, NPR Politics Podcast Plus listeners. Tamara Keith here. The transition of power in Washington is marked by ceremony and custom. President Biden gave a traditional farewell speech to the nation earlier this week. President-elect Trump takes the oath of office on Monday. Kamala Harris, for her part, did something that many outgoing vice presidents have done. And it's one of the last things she'll do in her history-making time in office. So what comes next for Harris? My colleague Deepa Shivaram recently reported on this. For today's bonus episode, we're going to share that story with you now.
Vice President Harris sat down at her ceremonial desk on Thursday. The desk looks normal, but its top drawer carries a special tradition.
I stand in a long tradition as the 49th Vice President of the United States, in a long tradition of vice presidents who have signed this desk, and I do so with great honor.
Vice presidents since the 1940s have signed the drawer.
And with that, I'm going to pull out the Sharpie.
Harris added her name next to past VPs like Lyndon Johnson and Joe Biden, too. She's the first woman to sign her name there, capping off her historic 4 years in office, serving as the country's first woman vice president. But she told her staff there's still work to be done.
And as you all know me, because we have spent long hours, long days and months and years together, it is not my nature to go quietly into the night. So don't worry about that.
Harris's term isn't ending the way she had hoped. Had she won the election in November, Harris would be packing up to move into the West Wing. But instead, she spent the last few weeks packing up and attending to constitutional duties in Washington. By the time Inauguration Day arrives, boxes of materials from her 4 years in office will head to the National Archives, and the vice president herself will move to Los Angeles. Harris is leaving office in a fairly unique position. Her national profile was boosted over the course of her short presidential run last year. She has a higher approval rating now than when she launched her campaign, though it is lower than when she first came into office. And at 60, she's still fairly young for presidential politics.
She's had experiences as vice president and as a presidential candidate that no Democratic figure under the age of 75 or so has had.
That's Joel Goldstein at St. Louis University. He's an expert on the modern vice presidency, and he says Harris is well positioned to run for office again. Goldstein says he thinks Harris effectively has three options for her future: run for governor of California in 2026, run for president in 2028, or what he calls door number three, leave her name off of any future ballots.
Do something else that perhaps didn't involve running for office.
Plans for Harris's future are still being determined, so people close to Harris would only talk about them on the basis of anonymity to protect private conversations. Two Harris aides say she hasn't made any decisions on her options. One source said there hasn't been a full discussion yet. A second source said they feel running for governor would be a step down after serving as vice president. But Harris does intend to stay in the public eye, whether that's in the form of speeches or social media, a third source says, and she's keeping a small group of advisors with her as she decides how to weigh in over the next few months. When she leaves office on January 20th, it will be the first time in more than 20 years that Harris has not been working as a public servant, which will be a big adjustment. Congresswoman Latifah Simon has known Harris for decades. Harris hired her to work in the DA's office in San Francisco. And now Simon is a new member of Congress, representing Oakland, where her old boss grew up. And she says Harris is nowhere close to retiring.
I'm excited for what she's going to do. There's no way, I'm going to repeat it time and time again, that I think she's done. Has she told me what she's going to do? No. But I know this woman, and I know she's just beginning, really.
It won't remain a mystery for long, but if Harris does choose to put her name back on any ballot, one source says Harris will likely have to make those decisions by this summer to begin the work of fundraising and campaigning all over again.
Thank you for being an NPR Politics Podcast Plus listener. Your support makes our work possible. We'll be back with another bonus episode for you in a couple of weeks. I'm Tamara Keith, and this is NPR.